EchoCast.
Welcome to the EchoCast, a Ghostbusters actual play podcast brought to you by Saga Game Studio.
Last time on the EchoCast.
With those vile, vicious beastmen dispatched, the crew could finally save the SWAT members being held for parts. I mean captive. Just when they think everything is well in hand, player two joins the party. What is in store for our miscreants now? Listen and find out.
Do you have a pestering poltergeist problem?
Are the undead unnervingly underfoot?
Are ghouls and ghosts haunting your home?
Are annoying, long-dead relatives making you run upstairs?
Then you need the Ghostbusters!
Call us for all of your paranormal needs. 1-800-867-5309.
As you guys are following the soldiers through the scary bubble jungle forest woods thing. You can kind of start to hear other people as they start bringing you towards what you can only assume is their camp. One of the soldiers kind of looks over and goes, "Oh, we're almost there now. How long has it been? Let's just go a little bit faster." And he starts to walk a little bit quicker.
What's the rush?
Beasts. We just want to get back before they wake up.
Oh, we killed them. Well, we deaded them. I cleansed them. The others zapped them.
Yeah, those ones, they'll be back.
When?
Hopefully after we get back to camp. And he seems to go just a little bit faster.
Right. Why are they going to come back? Usually when we zap something, they're just, poof, gone.
That's just part of this place.
What is this place?
He just kind of waves his hand.
Oh, I can see it. Yeah. Does it have a name?
I don't know.
Is this Earth?
It used to be, no.
No.
No. No.
Does it have a name?
No, we're dead, right?
Well, I'm not dead.
Oh.
Do you know when you died? Like, the year?
I don't know. I've been here for a really long time.
When were you born?
Yeah, well, it was... I'm sure he knows the year. Mm-hmm. Normal people that know when these wars happen would know the year.
Yeah.
Well-prepared GMs might even know the year.
Good thing none of those are here.
I am none of those things, so yeah. He tells you the approximate time of, let's say, the Civil War.
1850-something?
Yeah. Let's just say he died.
Kevin didn't know either.
Let's just say he died, I was going to say, 1862.
There you go.
Okay.
That's what he says.
Okay. Awesome.
I mean, they still were using this calendar, right?
Gregorian calendar?
Yeah. It's just a joke, guys. Settle down. It's just a joke. Jesus. Jeebus. Bark, bark.
And now, does it feel like it's been, 150 years? give or take?
No, don't be stupid.
Longer?
You guys are wearing some weird stuff, though.
Okay.
Well, because the year's 2024.
Yeah.
That's not even a real number.
Nope. Okay, 2024. How's that?
No, that's not real.
No, it's definitely real.
Okay.
Let me get this straight. The ghost Civil War guy is telling me something's not real.
Yes. Yes.
What year do you think it is?
I just told you.
If you had to guess.
I just told you.
You said when you died, not what year it is. So you've been here for less than a year?
I don't know. It all kind of runs together.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. 150 years do tend to run together.
Yeah. All right, why don't we get...
Probably when you're dead.
Yeah, let's just get to where we need to go.
But where are we?
We're going to camp.
Where is...
This way. But
I think the best we're going to get is we are here.
We are here.
And it is now. And that's about all we're getting. So
and don't forget leg day, Ed. Keep up those knees. Let's go. Let's go. Hop two. Hop two.
You are asking a lot from a soldier from 150 years ago.
He lives here.
It's not like he's got a mailbox out front and he's taking you to his ranch.
How did you get here?
I woke up.
After a nap? The dirt nap?
Sure. Yes. Dirt nap. What's a dirt nap? Did I die?
Just clarify. Last time they knew they were dead.
Yeah, no, he's fucking with you.
Oh.
Well, I'm fucking with you. Let's be specific.
And we make it back to camp.
Yep. As you continue questioning him, and it just kind of goes roundabout. He does seem pretty confused. Eventually, you guys come up to a small gateway, like a wooden gateway, and then they just continue on into it, and it's clearly a sort of like a military camp. It's not very well organized. There are a lot of different types of soldiers around. As you saw with the party that found you, there are revolutionary, civil, but it looks like there are more modern soldiers there as well, wearing outfits that you would probably guess would be at least up to the Vietnam War. Not anybody in the military uniforms, but they're going to guide you, bringing you to Washington, theoretically. And did we decide that the Ed was a general or a... What did we decide with him again?
We decided nothing. The only thing I had written was that he was the first Ed in America. He's the only noteworthy Ed.
So probably Revolutionary War.
Revolutionary War. And he was specifically in Washington's army. That's all I had written. From... gameplay, we determined that he likes the ladies. He is a bit like the fourth, and he has a dog that he talks to.
Captain?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Ed's family line is pretty much every firstborn is in the military, and they do fairly well.
Except for you.
Yes.
All right, so he leads you further in, and when you start to approach the large
yurt, tent, yurt thing,
you can hear a lot of voices inside of it. And he goes, okay, just wait
here real quick. And one of them zips in,
and he's not gone for too long before he kind of pokes his head out, and you see a spectral arm kind of wave you guys in.
All right,
we go in.
Yeah.
All right, so as you get inside the tent, now you see a group of SWAT members. They are all kind of just milling around a table. The center of the table looks like a big battlefield, like a map of a battlefield. And on it, there are figurines, like little wooden figurines. They're nothing too detailed. They kind of look like chess pawns, really. They're just vague, people-ish shapes. And standing above the map, staring at it, studying it, is General George Washington. It's full, let's say, dress uniform, powdered wig, wooden dentures, whole nine yards.
Ooh.
Yeah. They weren't actually wood, though, so that's just a myth.
Or is it?
He's chewing on a toothpick.
He looks grizzled. Like he's been at this a while. I mean, like his uniform is still as clean as it can be since he's dead. But it does look a little disheveled. And he looks tired. He says, are these the ones, the new recruits? They don't look dead.
That's because we're not, sir.
Yeah, no, we're not dead.
We're not dead.
Oh. Sir General.
We'd like to keep it this way.
We can fix that.
No.
We like living.
No?
Yeah. I prefer heart beating.
Oh, it'll hurt more this way. You sure?
What will hurt more?
Well, getting shot.
That's part of life.
We just try to avoid that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who's shooting?
Well, it is a war, after all.
Who's shooting you at you?
Well, I mean, it's war.
Yeah, but who are you warring against?
The British. Oh, and the animal things. They don't shoot, though. What? Why do you look confused?
Mason, I'm tapping out.
Yeah, okay.
Did it get too weird for Ed finally?
Yeah. So, okay.
There's a bunch of SWAT members. There's a lot of ladies in them.
I was going to say, hey, John, can you and Frankie go talk to the SWAT guys?
Yeah. We can do
or
that.
Sorry, hold on. Hey, Frankie and Ed, why don't you guys talk to the SWAT guys? I'd rather have you helping with the military stuff. Let's check out this map. Where are our enemies?
Well, he points to a section that is like pretty far away from where he is. You can see what looks like a crude representation, like a drawing of a big bonfire.
Okay.
And he points to that and he goes, and if the soldier who brought you in here is telling me the truth, that's where they found you.
We had found those beast men and we took care of them.
Oh, that's good. He pulls like a pocket watch out of a vest pocket and he flips it open. How long ago was this?
I look at my watch and I give him
a ballpark figure.
Yeah.
One of the other soldiers goes, well, just the amount of time it takes to travel from there to here. He goes, Okay. He flips it closed. He goes, let the men know we should have incoming pretty soon. Tell them to start getting everything ready. And somebody runs out. A little boy runs out. And then a couple minutes later, you can hear bells start ringing, like big bells.
Okay.
So, excuse
and then
me.
The general clamor of a camp repairing.
General, sir. So does that mean your one troops report that these things keep coming back?
Oh, yes. True? Yes. Sometimes they win, sometimes we win.
But, okay, so then I'm assuming if you have sometimes lost, you don't go anywhere else either, do you?
No, we all come back, and then it starts over.
All right. Well, that's weird.
I guess what else is around here? We're trying to look for something strange.
Well, stranger than that.
Yes,
sir.
Stranger than that.
We're trying to figure at you.
are there any places where there are runes or weird writing?
Witchcraft?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
We think that's the source of why this is going on.
He thinks about it, and then he points down at the map. There's a like a picture of a statue. He goes, the statue. I think we've seen some weirdness. Isn't that right? Isn't that where we found you all? And he looks over at the SWAT members, and they all just look super weirded out and confused.
I guess,
for the most part, they look fine.
Okay.
It's just
the complete opposite of all the ones you've seen thus far.
Where is the statue in relation to like the bonfire and where we are? And
right. Like how far?
Like, is it
how long would it take to get there?
Yeah. Where?
Oh, 10 minutes?
Really?
Oh.
All right.
He goes, but time's a little weird here.
Well, is it between here and the bonfire?
Or is it the other?
Or is it the other direction? That's, yeah.
Everything is between here and the bonfire.
Hmm. Oh.
Okay.
He points to a section of the map, and then he points to the bonfire section of the map. He goes, us, them.
And are they on two different ends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, you guys are fairly close to the edge.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we see the edge?
Not from where you are.
Okay.
You're in a tent.
Well, as we were going into the tent, could we see the edge of the bubble?
No.
Okay. No, that okay.
Sir, you also said that you were fighting the British. Where are they?
Where are they?
Yeah. Where? Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. They just kind of show up from time to time. It's not all the time.
That's
okay.
That's so weird that his ghost thinks he's still at war.
How long does the battle with the Beastmen usually last?
It's about that time you start to hear a few rifles go off. Awesome. Old muskets, black powder rifles.
Awesome.
But also mixed in with it, you hear more modern rifles as well. Nothing automatic, just like the shot and the ting of...
Yeah, like an M1.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
oh, we must pause this. We need to take care of this. And he points down to the SWAT members and he goes, get them rifles. Everybody must help. And then he starts to, he leaves the tent to go and rally his troops.
All right. So how many SWAT members are there?
Most of the rest of them.
Oh, so that's like 12 or
yeah, I was gonna say it's quite a few because I thought we'd only found about half, right?
Yeah,
you hadn't even found half.
Yeah, oh, we hadn't even found half.
Shit on me then.
You found one of the three groups. So
don't volunteer.
Looks like there's 8.
Okay.
That leaves, I think, 4 left.
Because there was 24 SWAT total.
Well, yeah. We haven't found the news
lady. Chief, reporter, camera.
I think those were 24 plus those 3.
Ah.
Yeah, we haven't found the reporter, the chief, the camera guy, and then...
We found 6 so far, I think.
Well, we found the one guy first. We found another 4 at the camp.
Yeah.
There was at least one dead that the monkeys were picking over.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't dead. He's just earless.
Yeah, we fixed him up.
Oh, right.
So that was 6. And we just found 8.
So we're up to 14.
So we're still missing 10 plus the chief, reporter, and cameraman.
All right, so let's say instead of 8, you found...
Well, we could find a whole squad. That 14. Would be 12.
We find 14?
Yeah, let's deal with that. A squad, 12 of them.
12 of them, okay.
12, so that leaves 6 plus the chief, reporter, and cameraman.
Yeah, so you found, so that makes 18 total that you found.
All right, can we?
So that leaves 6. Yeah, 6. And then the chief, reporter,
cameraman.
As Kevin just said.
Okay. Now on the map, can we see where the statue is? Like, we saw where he was pointing, correct?
Yeah.
Aye.
You can start here to hear animal noises again.
Okay.
Loud roaring, a trumpeting.
Okay. Do you guys want to try to maybe repel this attack and then in the quiet part afterwards go find that statue?
That's if we win.
Yeah, I mean, does us helping them really change anything? If the ghosts die, they just come back apparently and do it all over again.
Do you want to just go now with the squad members? And
yeah.
Same thing we can learn here. Can we tell where our hole in reality is on the map?
You have a good idea of where it is. but you can't see it on the map.
I would like to take out my iPhone, and I want to take a picture of the map.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, yeah, that's actually not a terrible idea.
And ideas are the best ideas.
The first time the flash goes off, and it whites out the map, and you can't really see anything.
So. I turn the flash off.
Okay. So now you have two pictures of them. Okay. One you can see, and one you can't really see.
I'm going to let you guess which one he whips out first from the first time we need it.
Well, yeah.
Look. Yeah. Oh,
I'm going to take a picture too, though.
But you also have to remember, it's Ed's phone, so be careful swiping.
Mm. I'm just not going to pull up the browser.
That's probably the least scary.
Although there's no service in here, so I guess I won't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I'll take a picture too. Just
do I have cell service?
No.
Oh my God, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, the cell service comes in perfect.
My least roaming?
You do have cell service, but you can only contact Pizza Hut in North Carolina.
That's so weird.
That's awkward.
You can only contact Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
From the days of yore.
So it only calls the 90s.
Yeah. All right.
That'd be kind of funny. All
right. Well, they were going to give... All right. Why don't we get you guys rifles? If you want to help us out, I mean...
Try not to die.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So no, they hand them rifles, but they're ghost rifles, so they can't really hold them.
Well, effective. Shit.
They don't have any gear.
No, they have their gear.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Let's just go.
Oh. Okay.
But you know, the ghosts think their weapons are weird, so they just don't trust them.
Okay. No. That. Okay.
The ghosts are trying to equip them with the ghost rifles. They just don't know any better.
Because they don't know what
they're... Where are the guns they came here with?
Oh, they have them. They have them. Yeah. They're not prisoners. They just didn't know where to put them.
Okay.
It's been a while since they've seen real people.
All right, why don't we... You know what? We're going to go try to flank these guys, okay? So we're going to go out the side over there. Is that okay?
I feel like you just lied to George Washington.
Mm. George Washington left.
He's fighting. Oh. Yeah.
All right.
I just... Well...
Or are you, is this what you're saying to the SWAT team?
I'm not necessarily lying to the guy. We are going out the side and going away.
We will technically be flanked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just...
So, yeah. I mean, I would say, I guess at this point, introductions have been made with SWAT members.
I mean, enough of one.
I mean, do you want to shake 12 different hands?
Sure, why not?
Oh, dear God, no.
Basically boils down to
names for them all.
All right. We don't need to name them all.
I got it.
Yeah,
that's good. No, I mean basically whoever the leader is really probably the
whoever the highest ranking one is.
Yeah,
Walter.
Walt
Laurel.
I feel like we're crossing streams.
Hmm. Hey, Walt. Ed the fourth here. Have you seen anyone else besides you all? We found Steve Paulson and the rest of his team, but we haven't seen...
Well, half of his team.
We met George Washington.
Yep, we just met him too, right in front of you.
We met George Washington.
And you're in a...
What the hell's going on?
You're in a mystical spectral zone where if you die, you seem to stay here and keep living.
Not real. Nope.
You just met George Washington. You just said to yourself...
Yeah, I must be sick. I'm sick, or I'm dead. Am I dead? I think I'm already dead.
Walter. So. Mason Hodges. We're Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh. I know. Patch right there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I reach out and pinch him.
How?
Let's just say...
You're very much alive, sir. See?
Yeah. You're very much alive, and if you want to stay that way and hopefully get back to where everyone else is living, you want to follow us?
Can I lift open the flap of the tent and have him see Beast Wars going out there?
Oh yeah, there's definitely
the 13-foot.
Walt, if you want, you can just stay here and deal with this.
Yep. As you open the flap, though, you can literally see the big one.
Okay,
and yeah, he is just thrashing the camp, and they're all trying to pickpile on him.
Like crappy bayonet charges.
And then you can hear him, now that you guys are paying more attention to the fighting that's going on, you can hear, "Brother, where are you? I smell you.
Your date's come back looking for you."
Do we need to give him a tail again?
Oh, crap.
All right, you guys go that way.
Yes, split the group.
I'll try. And,
hey, Ed, that's a bad idea.
Let's just smell me if I follow... He'll smell me.
Yeah.
What if I just slime the shit out of him completely? That gotta help with the odor, right?
Roll in the mud, Ed.
That might help. either.
Spectral seeding.
It need to be every mission I get slimed. I'd rather fight him.
He could spectral seed you.
We've already fought him.
I'd rather fight him again than get slimed.
Do you want to just take care of what's going on right now, Ed, and then go out?
Oh, it's probably the right thing to do.
Brother!
Okay.
Ah, fuck it. I charge out.
Oh!
He's just, like, flinging these soldiers away.
Hey, Walter, your squad can either stay here and deny reality that, or unreality that's currently happening, or you can come help us. I'm going to leave that to you. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run out the door with Ed.
They have, like, a quick little powwow and then follow you.
Mm-hmm. Do rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, lizards, fuck.
If they're following out, okay, if it has any part of a beast, shoot it.
Mm. What if we just shoot anything?
Please don't shoot us.
Not a people.
Yeah. Don't shoot people.
Wait, will these even do anything?
To the beast guys,
I don't know.
Maybe slow them down, but it won't do anything to the ghosts. Yeah, it's true. We didn't actually.
So wait, are all the beasts back, even the ones that Egg cleansed?
No.
Thank you. Okay.
I knew that.
So, I'm asking.
So they're short a few.
They're short a few.
Apparently, it's not helping George Washington's army much, though.
It might. If we can cleanse the really big guy, maybe that
might
help.
Well, no, maybe this is going well for them.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, that thing's huge. It might take a few of them.
Because if there's fewer.
I'm going to run out and get my game face on. And
what's that face look like again?
Oh, yes.
Great. Oh, that's amazing.
Great for an
audio. That is a great game face.
What
wow.
A great game face. Wow, that's terrifying.
I've been saying that since I could light bulb. It just means I start light bulbing. This is the first time in what, like 8 sessions, and you guys finally pick up on that. Yeah, I get my game face on.
No, it's just this moment.
Yep. So you all see Ed start to glow a little.
Ah.
Pull out the sword and shield, and I want to get within eyesight of the big guy.
Yeah.
So he can see me.
It doesn't take long. And you're glowing, so he probably...
He's only ever seen me glow, actually.
Oh, no. I just mean that it's hard to not notice the glowing person.
That's fair.
Yeah. Brother!
Brother!
He kind of cocks his head like, brother?
Brother?
Ah!
Brother!
He charges you.
Like in an angry way?
Yes.
I want to fire a boson dart if he's charging.
He has people dangling off of him.
That's fine.
Aim
well,
for
the real people.
Aim for the groin when I hit him. I want to put the shield up, and since I'm so much shorter than him, if he's charging at me, I want to go like knock his legs out.
This
with
is
the
a bitch move,
dart.
And I like it.
All right.
So like the boson dart starts it, and I'm just gonna finish it.
Everybody who is attacking the thing, roll some attacking thing dice.
What's the target?
Yeah,
what's the goal?
If you're trying to hit first,
yeah,
it depends. How much do you care about the soldiers?
Somewhere between 0 and -1.
Okay, then it's probably just like a 15.
Okay.
Yeah, because you don't, if you don't really care. And then Ed is going to get a little bit more difficulty because he's the one charging in,
yep.
So to try and avoid the boson and hit the right spot.
Yeah, because the idea is to knock his legs out so he gets on the ground.
So we'll say 15 for Mason and 20 for Ed. And Ben is looking up the rules.
I want to spend 2.
Yes, because Ben forgot.
Which one
for the boson dart?
Yeah, is it an extra die?
Extra die, right. Splash damage, and then it has to recharge.
That's right.
I don't think it's in the book anyway.
No, it is.
Okay. You should write it.
We
had
I think we merged the two versions.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Do you care who rolls first?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
33, no ghost.
Damn.
You get your boon.
You said 15?
Yep.
34.
Oh,
yes!
Good. Oh, my God.
By 1.
Woo.
That was about to be very bad.
It's really fun.
I mean, not for me.
No,
and
for
not
me.
The audience.
Yeah.
No, for me.
Oh, yeah, because you're the one bolting at it.
Yeah, you did a great job knocking him over by hitting Ed into him.
Yeah.
I forgot to roll ghost die. Do you want me to take one away and re-roll it?
Sure.
Doesn't matter which one.
Your lowest.
Okay.
Oh.
No, re-roll the 6.
Now you want.
Oh, you rolled
a 1. Damn
it.
Nice.
I was trying so hard.
Yeah.
So a 31 instead of a 34.
Neat.
Damn it. Well, now you fail. He is really tall. I think we said 12 or 13 feet.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds right.
He has a large trunk, comes down off of his face. So basically, he had all of the best parts from the animals.
Oh, yeah, and he could use the trunk really well, right?
Right.
Okay, can I use my boon to say when he gets knocked flat, he has pinned his trunk underneath him?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. It's right down through his crotch because instinctively you get hit in the dick.
Oh, yeah.
And you grab it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he did that with the trunk, so in doing that, he then closed his legs and pinched it shut there, and it stuck. What?
It just sounds very uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is very, very...
But he's on the ground.
Awful. Graceful.
Yeah. Did you slam into him with your shield. Or your shoulder?
Shield up with, okay. With my shoulder. Like, I kind of kept it very close to the body.
All right, you hear some cheering as he goes down, and a wave of the ghost soldiers start to charge, and a couple of them are firing at the beast on the ground.
Just hold him down and keep the others off of him. I'm going to get rid of him for good.
They have, they just saw you do that and they were amazed by it. So they're going to listen to you, but they're a little like, what the fuck's he talking about? Special. We know how to deal with him.
I'm glowing in a green jumpsuit. Just listen to me.
They are. Yeah. And that's a great pep talk.
Yeah. And I'm going to hop on his back and
go get him, coach.
Well, before you zip-zap, did Frankie or John want to do anything?
I'm just keeping an eye on the SWAT guys.
Has anybody got, a spectral beer?
Yeah. Who's got some ye old ale?
Ye olde ale. Frankie?
I was just corralling with the SWAT guys.
Are you trying to pick their pockets?
I'm making sure that they all are adhering to the situation and not, panicking.
Oh, I'm bringing up the rear. I'm sure they're freaked out.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Oh, wait, could I yell to John after I knock him over?
I mean, it depends on what you want to say.
What are you yelling at me now for?
Boeing flip his limbs down.
I actually, before he went into charge, I was thinking about
Boeing flipping.
Gluing his hands together.
around his trunk.
Well, yeah, no, that's not. Yeah.
You could always goo one of his arms down because his arms are I can't remember what we chose. I regret that.
I want to say bear paws.
But I couldn't remember if they were both bear paws or if one was a lion and one was a bear. But either way, they're large.
That's entirely possible.
Mitts.
I mean, yeah, I can definitely try and.
Mitts of Edstruction. That's destruction on Ed.
Oh. I mean, yeah, I can definitely try to pin down his arms.
I like how Frankie's just flirting away.
Hi, guys and girls.
You have a girlfriend.
What would you like the difficulty to be on this, Matthew?
What happens if the bubble stays in the
bubble? What happens if the bubble stays in the bubble?
Let's say 20.
Okay.
I love a damsel in distress.
Are you trying to get
that
both
That makes
of them?
Sense because you usually are the damsel.
I'm guessing that would be kind of hard to do. I'm going to at least say the one closest to me.
Because you could always, because it brings together. So you could get one on side, get the other, and then just, yeah.
Well, he's
put him in a holy prey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Boeing flip his hands together.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. No ghost.
Mm.
Oh. 25.
Sweet.
Sad GM. My favorite.
Crushing it.
Yep. You got it. So, yeah, his hand. Yeah. And but it's a very powerful clap. It makes Ed step back a couple of steps in surprise.
Mm.
It's very, very loud and shocking.
Hands together, trunk between his legs. He's in the altar boy phase.
Are you sure you don't want to do anything?
I'm going to start ushering the SWAT team.
I'm assuming in the direction that
we are going to go, because I think it's going to be difficult to get this mob going until they're going.
All right.
So I'm going to start convincing them that we're going to go this way and don't worry about the other guys. They're going to catch up with us.
Ed, there is a slightly handicapped man-beast. Beast man, man beast. I think this was the man beast.
The man beast.
Yeah, the man beast. Right in front of you.
So I'm going to hop on his back and kind of get clamber over to his head because he's a pretty big guy. And then I'm going to drive my sword into his shoulder blade.
Ow.
Well, I got to put it somewhere.
Oh, wow. That's.
I figure if it's hurting him, it might make this easier.
Yeah.
And then
certainly doesn't make it worse for you.
Nope. And then I'm going to drop down and clamp my hands on either side of his human head?
Humanish, yeah.
Humanish head.
Like, it definitely was human at one point.
Start to light bulb.
Let's say 15. So it shouldn't be too difficult.
Nope. I'm going to spend...
At this point, the difficulty is just in managing your power so that you don't run out.
Sure. All right, I'm going to spend a couple points.
Okay.
Just to be on the safe side. Oh, didn't need it. Okay. No ghost. 25. Perfect. I got another one. Score.
And what are you spending it on?
You can save it.
Oh, that doesn't sound like Ed.
I would like this to look not witchcrafty. It more look like grace of God.
Ah, gotcha.
So I am not smart. Burned at the stake.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Yeah.
All right, so what color does he change again? Would it be green?
Green. You got it right the first. You got it right.
I just want to ask.
Just go against your instinct of saying blue.
Yep, I like blue, apparently. All right, so the green light starts in your hands. So you had been glowing up until this point. Now the glow kind of starts to accumulate at your hands, which starts to get brighter. Then that light floods into him and over him, and he starts to glow and then sparkle, and then it all just kind of floats away. And the people, the ghost soldiers that were on him just kind of thunk to the ground. In fact, I'd say one of them even was light bulbed with him. Yep, so you took one of the soldiers, too.
He says thank you as he floats away.
Yes. Yes, you hear a very whispery, like creepy ghost whisper, but it says thank you. Because ghosts can't not help but sound creepy.
Ed, kind of panting, taking some deep breaths, kind of stumbles back and just holds on to the sword, now stuck in the ground for support.
I can't help but picture Ed sitting there, and then he just reaches into his pocket, pulls out his inhaler, and just...
He's not asthmatic.
I know, but I can't help but picture
that. He would have pulled out a juice box if he hasn't already had all of them.
Well, maybe Frankie still has one for you or something.
No, I had her peanuts.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You ate her snack.
And I ate Mason's power bar.
Yep.
What does John have for me?
Big League Chew.
Mm. Oh.
Ah, some sugar in my house.
The whole area around you just kind of goes quiet. They've not seen anything like this before. They know what it looks like when they kill it, and it's nothing like that. Also, Richard's gone now, too. I've decided that that other ghost you got was named Richard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Richard's gone now, too, and that's kind of confusing them.
Oh, yeah.
As you lay there, you can still hear the fighting around you, but it's pretty subdued. Like, without the big guy around, it's pretty easy cleanup. And soon you find that the whole camp is around you guys, and Washington starts to walk in. He goes, "What was that?" And he offers you a hand to help you up, which I'm not sure if you can grab or not.
That was Ed.
Hi, Ed. And the fourth. So you guys are all dead, right?
He nods.
But you're not in the other place. You're in this place.
He nods.
I sent him to the other place. I can help you all get there too.
Okay.
You're gonna need a lot more juice boxes.
I think we need to find that statue. And yeah. I think that will help.
Yeah, this is... you guys have juice boxes?
They have hard tack.
Boxes? Well, we have boxes.
Do they have juice in them?
No.
You have anything to drink?
Yeah. And he brings out, and it's like a spectral mug of ale.
I'll try it.
He hands it to you. Let's roll... Roll something to see if you can even grab it. Just do a ghost eye and we'll figure it out.
5.
All right. Yeah, you grab it.
I drank it.
It's weird.
Do I feel
no way
better?
That can't not go well.
It is cold, and not like a frosty beverage cold. It's ghost cold. It's also a bit slimy.
Does it kill him a little inside?
Maybe I'm only still in the best way.
Maybe I'm still glowing. It purifies it.
Sure. It's definitely a lot like taking a mouthful of slime.
Oh.
It's better than nothing. He probably has dry mouth right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's not it's not the worst thing you've had in your mouth.
That's fair. Yeah.
In the course of being a Ghostbuster.
No, I've had lots of slime.
Yeah.
Actually, the sliminess, he's probably used to it at this point.
Right.
Because of all the romance.
It is.
No, because all the slime I get.
Oh,
I get
that
slime.
One. Yeah, slime.
Oh, boy.
I have been slimed every mission.
And then there was that one girl at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
She was all slimy in the bad way.
She had a lot of phlegm.
Yeah.
Phlegm.
Wow.
Just give me a minute and just and I'll help you in the order you arrived. I'm going to keep chugging and just go sit on something.
Did he used to work at a call center?
Why don't we, if we can get a group together and go check out that statue, I think we can at least get closer to an answer than we are right now.
Yeah. All right. He gathers a couple people together. He goes, all right, these guys need to get to the statue. And they kind of, you know, look at each other nervously, but okay. All right. Whenever you're ready.
Wait, I gotta do at least one thing before we go. General, sir, Washington, sir.
Yes.
Do you have a Captain Osmond, Ed Osmond, in your company?
Oh, yes, Captain Ed.
Yeah. Can I see him?
He calls out for Captain Ed, and you hear a couple of people calling, and then someone from the opposite side of the camp, after a minute or two, walks up, and you can see the clearing starts to, the ring of soldiers starts to open. And a man walks in with the ghost of a dog hopping around him.
All right, I'm gonna walk up to him. Ed Osmond.
He holds his hand out. He goes, "Hi, I'm." Which Ed would he be?
Nope, no numbers.
No numbers?
Nope, that's a recent thing.
I'm Ed, Captain Ed. How's it going?
Not bad. I shake his hand. I'm Ed the fourth.
Oh, the fourth. Well, he looks around. You don't look dead.
Not dead.
Not dead.
Alive.
Oh.
Congratulations. Thanks.
What's that boy? Really?
Yeah, he's telling the truth.
Huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
So you're my great.
It goes back away, yeah.
Great, great, great. Mark. Oh, okay. Great.
Yep.
Grandson?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. He might have a great, 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 a lot more greats. Grandson. Who's my dog, Ed the Fifth.
Ed the Fifth?
Yeah.
So there's only been five of them?
No, there were a couple between you and me, but just five recently.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. No, I get it.
It's like you're the first Ed ever. I did meet the first Ed in our family.
You met Ed Prime.
You've met Ed Prime?
No, but I know of Ed Prime.
So many questions. but you're stuck here.
Well, I mean, so are you.
In a different way, but I can help you not be stuck here.
Oh.
You saw the big guy, right?
Oh, the big guy. Jesus, we took him down quick this time.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
We have traps, correct?
Yeah.
I don't want to capture him.
I'm just saying we could bring him back.
We could offer
he wants
it to
all
him.
The Ed ghosts.
And then we, then the we put him, no.
I'm
then we
just put him, saying.
He I'm, just wants the dog.
No.
Yes.
Before I go, I'm not sure if I'm going to come back. I'd like to help you if you'd let me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm getting real tired.
It's time for you to rest.
You hear that, boy? And he reaches down, he pets. And the ad hops up and down happily. And he kind of barks. And he just he does like a nice little circle around you.
Here, just
very reminiscent of your Ed.
Kneel down and hold on to him tight. I can help both of you.
We're going home, boy. And yeah, he hugs his little furball dog.
All right. I'm going to light bulb them.
All right. I'm not going to make you roll on this one.
Thank you. I really just want to ask a bunch of questions, but it's not fair to him. All right.
As this time, before he disappears, you hear, good luck.
Oh, great.
And bark.
Ed takes the long way out of the camp where he's not looking at anybody.
I'm just looking for a power bar. Shut up, guys.
Just hungry.
I'd say you probably find one tucked away you didn't remember.
I can start munching on it. Salty with my tears.
Wow.
Frankie pets him on the shoulder. Poor Ed. Need some more of that ale.
There it is.
Need some of that recording juice.
Recording juice. Nice. Well, if Ed is all ready, then I would say that we would just go with the SWAT team as well as whoever General Washington is sending with us. Is your girl itching for that D, but your squad just signed online? Go to thedickdepot.com for quick, discreet delivery of whatever it is that will shut her up. Game on, broski.
This has been the Ectocast, presented by Saga Games Studio. Ed the Fourth is played by Kevin, Mason by Ben, John by Brad, Frankie is by me, Dawn, and the Ghostmaster is Matt. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Ectocast and at www.sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs. The outro is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Feel free to give us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcasting app. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back.